This is Radio Boston. I'm Maria Garcia. This hour, Governor Baker and Lieutenant Governor Karen Polito are meeting with school superintendents and law enforcement officials about school safety. This follows the governor's plan to improve safety and security training for students, staff, and first responders in schools. The proposal includes $72 million for school security upgrades and $40 million to hire social workers, mental health counselors, and psychologists.
This was a good way for us to put resources on the table, make them available, and then give people at the local level the ability to basically apply for them and demonstrate where they thought the best opportunity for them to enhance safety in their schools would be.
WBUR Edify reporter Carrie Young joins us from Burlington, where the meeting will take place shortly. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Maria.
Carrie, so set the scene for us. There's a lot of people at the table today. We have the governor, the lieutenant governor, the education secretary, superintendents, police chiefs. What's the hope going into this meeting?
Well, the hope going into this meeting, it sounds like, is, officials are really hoping for a conversation that local officials are telling me they're really hoping that they can get across that their local needs are going to be considered. That's something that Eric Conti, he's the Burlington school superintendent, told us this morning on Morning Edition. Let's hear what he had to say to Bob Oakes this morning.
What I hope to get out of today's meeting is a clear message of cooperation between state government and local government with a focus on student safety, health and wellness, and just to demonstrate that they're all working together and that people are really listening to local needs.
So, Carrie, we're talking about $40 million to hire school counselors and psychiatrists plus $72 million for school safety. What does that mean? What does school safety mean in this case?
Well, it means a variety of things, and a few things you already mentioned, the addition of extra social workers and mental health counselors, psychologists. But then in that $72 million range, there's about $20 million in matching grants that would be available for security and communications upgrades. So that's more capital funding, I guess. And then there are some smaller investments that we're looking at, too, in things like safety training for educators. And then there's a See Something, Say Something campaign that would be funded by this, and even a tip line.
Hmm. Now, according to a WBUR poll, a majority of Massachusetts voters believe that schools receive too little funding in general and that they would actually support higher taxes to significantly increase funding for local schools. But I understand the governor's proposal is getting support and also some hesitancy.
You're right. It really depends on who you ask about how supportive or not supportive people are of this proposal. Eric Conti, again, the Burlington superintendent we heard from this morning, he didn't explicitly comment on how the money could be spent better or worse, but he was welcoming of the opportunity to get more resources. There are others like Boston Mayor Marty Walsh. He was pretty open about his disappointment. He told the Boston Globe last month that he was disappointed that the governor didn't choose to use this funding to help cities pay for education basic needs. But then I also spoke on a policy level with Doug Howgate. He's the director of research and policy with the Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation today. He said when it comes to working with budget surpluses, which is where a lot of this funding would come from, he says lawmakers do need to be mindful of whether that money is covering one-time costs like capital improvements or training costs, or if they would end up being regular budget items like that additional staff. Here's what he had to say.
What are the long-term cost implications of starting a program like this now, and how do we make sure we can account for it in our budget next year and kind of years going forward?
Carrie, I want to talk a little bit about the $40 million to hire school counselors and social workers. So right now, Massachusetts, or at the end of 2015, I should say, Massachusetts public schools employed one counselor for every 423 of their students, which is significantly higher than the recommendation by the American School Counselor Association, which recommends that schools have one counselor for every 250 students. It seems obvious, but I wonder still if you can elaborate for us why it's important to have the ratio that the ASCA recommends for counselors to students.
Well, I think the idea there is to really, get to an issue maybe before it comes a violent issue. And so I think that is where the idea is coming from, to hire more social workers, psychologists, and mental health professionals inside schools. We are still waiting to get some data on exactly how many that they are thinking of or how many that grant funding might actually fund. But we'll have a little bit more information on that later today.
Okay, and who all is at Burlington High right now? Is it a quiet, closed meeting with just local officials, or are members of the community in attendance as well?
No, not at all. This is open to the community, so anyone from the local area and beyond can come in and watch this. But we are expecting a large showing of education officials as well. Governor Baker is going to be here. The State Education Commissioner Jeff Riley is expected. Jim Pizer, the Education Secretary. But then we're also expecting superintendents, so more local officials, and their representatives like Tom Scott, who is the Executive Director of the Massachusetts Association of School Superintendents.
And Carrie, what are you hearing from students, from parents, from teachers? I know you're constantly speaking to them. What are their concerns going into the school year?
Going into the school year, we haven't heard a lot about, an overwhelming concern on school safety. Based on conversations I've had throughout the year with students and parents just asking about this, it seems like it's something that's on their mind. It's something that they don't love that they have to think about, but it's not this overwhelming fear that they think about on a daily basis.
What about the students who participated in the March for Our Lives earlier this year? We saw a surge in student activism. Are you hearing anything about their plans for the school year?
Well, I know activism is absolutely continuing. In fact, Wednesday of this week, there's a 50-mile march planned that will start in Worcester and end in Springfield at the gun manufacturer Smith & Wesson. Parkland student and March for Our Lives co-founder David Hogg is also expected to be there.
All right, Carrie, WBUR Edify reporter Carrie Young in Burlington. Carrie, thank you so much for your reporting.
You're welcome.